This is my life, and I'm gonna live it the best way I can. I'ma push it to the limit. This is my life, my life, my life, my life. So I'ma keep grinding.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Daniel Scott Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Scott, and as always, I appreciate you choosing to listen to my podcast. I know you had many choices out there, and I'm always eternally grateful for you choosing my podcast. As you know, my podcast is all about inspiration and inspiring stories from people from different backgrounds from all over the business world. My guest today is Amina Ramsey. Did I say that right?
You said it right.
All right. See, I was working on that before we started this podcast. As I like to do on all my podcasts is begin by letting the listeners know who you are. So why don't you give us a little bio about yourself?
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Amina Ramsey. I'm 23 years old. I'm a native to Atlanta, born and raised. I graduated from Georgia Southern University in Statesboro, Georgia. I received a degree in multimedia journalism in May 2018. And right after that, in August 2018, I started my first year of law school at Florida A&M University College of Law in Orlando, Florida. And I begin my second year in a couple weeks.
And you just got through interning with?
The Fulton County District Attorney's Office.
Wow. How was that?
It was so great. I definitely learned a ton. And I had a hands-on experience with real-life victims and cases. And it was such a learning experience. And it was so great to work under Mr. Howard and his staff.
It sounds like it would be real heavy. Like, is it?
It definitely got heavy at times, for sure. And it was tough some days, but I felt good knowing that I was able to make a difference in these victims' lives and kind of bringing justice for them.
Right, right. That's, and you know, it's, well, to give a little background as to how we know each other, mm-hmm. You are also an actress.
Oh, I guess I am, yeah.
Hey, you are in the industry. You have done, we met on a set.
We did.
Greenleaf.
We sure did.
Yes, we were three, only of just yep. two of the three people yes. selected to be on that show
sure
at that
were.
Time, right?
Yes.
And we're going to talk some more about that, but that's kind of how we met. We hit it off, and
sure
I said,
did.
I have got to have her on my podcast because I love the direction that you're going and where your life is
going.
I'm
glad to be here.
Very inspirational. I once wanted to be an attorney, believe it or not.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't know that.
I pulled out some old childhood stuff when I was at my parents' house, and you know how we used to write those those reports. We were in fifth grade, sixth mm-hmm. grade, and lawyer was one of them.
Oh.
Yeah, but I just never had that drive to go through law school.
Understandable.
It takes work.
It does.
And that says a lot about you that you can, muscle through it.
Yeah, that's the one thing. It's so funny. I just told one of the incoming 1Ls who she's actually debating whether she should go or not because she got accepted. And I was telling her, if you're worried about funds, this is how I did it. This is how I budgeted my stuff. You just have to be responsible if you're just going to live off student loans. And thank God I have the mother that I have because she helps me as much as she can. And she's a teacher. So, in my opinion, teachers don't get paid enough. They're not respected enough. But that's another story for another day.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, though, because, my podcast, I'm going to have a Celebrate Teacher Tuesday.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, and I'm with you there. I don't believe teachers really get the recognition that they deserve.
Right.
They are our true leaders.
Right.
They are the ones who get people to where they're going. So maybe I can have your mom on here one day.
Yeah, well, she's back at work, so it's kind of be tough. The kids come back Monday, but whenever she's free, I think she'll be cool.
Yeah, that's what's
down.
Well, shout out to the teachers out there.
Because think about it. The teachers are who taught the president a teacher.
That's right.
Who taught the lawyer a teacher, the doctor a teacher, the astronaut a teacher. Like, they all had teachers in a classroom.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why I hate hearing that they're having to, fight for getting school supplies in their classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have to spend their own money.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. terrible. So that's hopefully we can, inspire people to help a teacher and and contribute to those programs that do help teachers.
Yes.
Especially the ones that are just starting out. Because it's even harder for them, you know, because they don't have any resources
at all. Yeah.
So we met on Greenleaf.
We sure did.
And wow, that was both of ours first experience as being a background supporting actor and actress on the show.
Yeah.
Shout out to that cast and that crew, because that was a fantastic experience.
We were treated like royalty.
Yes.
Like, it was the best ever.
I tell everybody my experiences on that show have been awesome, and then I went on to go do some other shows.
Yes.
And wow, it went all downhill.
A complete different. Like night and day.
Right. You know what I don't understand about that industry, or this industry that they call the film industry, is background people are treated like second class citizens.
Yes.
And, you know, that really disturbs me.
Yeah.
Now, I went into the whole acting thing. A lot of the background stuff that I do, I do for a networking standpoint, just to get people to come on my show to tell their story, because I've noticed that background work is a lot like Uber drivers and Lyft drivers. People are creating new avenues to generate new income.
Yes.
And a lot of the people that do background work aren't looking to go into, you know, they're not looking to be the next big star, but they just want, you know, an extra check.
Right, which I was shocked about, because I thought if you're going to do background, you're like working your way up. But no, when I talked to them, like the last set I did, they were like, I do this full time. And then a lot of them, that was their only source of income.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I'm actually having a guest on my show that like their whole family does it. So with the husband, the wife, and the kids, they're all involved in doing background work. And that's their primary source of income.
That is amazing.
I know. And, you know, listen, if anybody knows me, they know my lifestyle. And I have to always remember that my lifestyle is not like everybody else's lifestyle, but when I get those checks, I'm like, oh my Lord, like
after those taxes, it's a wrap. It's over with.
I'm like, there ain't no way they could be paying my bill.
Right.
I mean, they don't even hit my Maisie bill.
Okay.
But I do hope that, you know, I hope that they get the recognition that they deserve. And for people who are doing it because they want to make their way into the industry, it's a great way of seeing how it works.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're getting firsthand experience. So I'm not knocking it from the standpoint that you don't learn anything, because you really do. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that they probably need to step it up a little bit and treat people a little bit better when they're working background, because everybody there deserves to be treated like crew, not there's the crew and then us.
Right.
You know, so that was that's my pet peeve, and I'll get off that soapbox. So, yes. Do you have, are you on, do you have any other shows that you've been on lately or that you want to talk about?
I did two upcoming shows. I don't even think we're allowed to talk about it yet, but you know how that goes.
Right. The non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah. But there are new shows by a very prominent director in Atlanta. Okay. And hopefully they take off.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Do you like it other than just getting chips and water when you're on set? Overall, would you say it was a pretty good experience?
Yeah, I would, because I was just doing it because, you know, I'm in law school. So any extra income that I can get, like a little cash on the side, you know, go for it. But yeah, it was, you know, what I didn't know until the last set I did. Like a lot of times you'll be called out and be there all day and they won't use you in any scenes. You still get paid, which is great.
Right.
But, you know, no camera time at all. They just kind of have you in holding the whole day.
Right. Yeah, that's the part that I hate.
Yeah.
Especially if it's an outdoor shoot.
Right.
I've been on a couple of those, and I've had to say, okay, yeah, no, this ain't working for me.
It was so funny. I met a guy a couple of days ago on the last set. No, yesterday, the last set I did. He was like 6'5". He really looked like a movie star, and that was his second set ever. And he was like, yeah, so is this your first time being a background actor? I'm like, no, it's my third, and did one movie, like a few shows or whatever. He was like, this is my second time. This ain't for me. He's like, this ain't for me. Like, I'm going home.
Right. People think that, you know, you just get in and fit in, and it's really not about that.
I mean, get in and you're just there.
That's right.
You don't fit in anywhere.
And you hope that somebody selects you right. and it's like, hey, you can you come do this? And you can get kind of a step up from there.
Right.
But this industry is all about networking. I've noticed.
Yes.
And it's really who you know and when you know, being in the right place at the right time.
And that's so funny because the legal world is exactly that way.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow. How so? Yeah. Elaborate.
So basically, you know, a person can graduate from Harvard with a 4.0 and be unemployed, you know?
Oh,
because
wow. Wow. I did
you
not
can
know
have,
that.
Yeah, because it's another factor is like how you treat people, how you talk to people, how you sure. carry yourself, and who you know. Because honestly, who you know is the person who can get you the job, because they may know about a job before it's posted anywhere or they're even looking. Because a lot of times their boss would be like, hey, if you guys know anybody for this job that's going to be opening it up, send them my way, tell them to send me my resume. And they haven't posted it on LinkedIn or on Google right. or something like that, you know?
Right. So pretty much it's, again, like you said, it's knowing how to network.
Know. Yeah, networking really yeah. is how you get it. And I learned that quickly.
Wow, that's funny because I always thought, you know,
it's the smartest person.
Or the people in those Ivy League schools mm-hmm. always had the easy route, oh. you know, just because they graduated from Harvard or Yale or Princeton or yeah. somewhere like that.
And I mean, a lot of, when it comes to those big law firms, so basically you can either, if you don't want to do solo practitioner, like, you know, work for yourself, you can do like small, medium, and large size firms. So those big firms like Morgan & Morgan or like, you know, mm. hundreds of firms throughout the world, they typically do fish from those Ivy League schools mainly. But, you know, a lot of times they have qualifications like, you know, only the top 10% of your class or only the top 25. You know, that's only like 10 or 15 people out of the whole 200, 300 class.
Right, right.
So.
Ooh, and you talk about people with student loans.
Oh, man, yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. Ivy League, you're talking hundreds of thousands.
Oh, my God,
of dollars.
Yeah. They tend to graduate at minimum $500,000.
Wow.
In debt.
That is insane. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Well, I know. What kind of law do you hope to get into?
Oh, man. So when I got into law school, and they say this changes, but some people stick with what they want to do throughout.
Right.
And some people come in and they change. And some people have no idea what they want to do. Even after graduation, they still don't know. But when I came into law school, I wanted to do family law and real estate. And now I think I'm more into personal injury and corporate. And then working in criminal law was great, so I could see that in the future as well. But long term, I want to have my own firm here in Atlanta, and I want to be a judge like down the road.
Awesome. So, you'll do it.
Thank you.
You'll do it.
I'll get there.
I feel
one day.
Those vibes from you. I
Thank
think,
you.
I think you're definitely going to go far. Do you get tired of the lawyer jokes?
No, I actually haven't gotten a lot. I love the law student jokes, though, because I can relate to the T, okay?
Okay.
We feel like we're dying. Like one, it's like one L, a nickname for one L is One Hell. And right. there's a book called One Hell of a Ride, like One L of a Ride.
Yeah.
And a lot of people read that before they get into law school. But One L is definitely the hardest. But after that, it hopefully goes up from here, and that's what everybody says. So
that's
I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. I mean, that's great. I admire that. And that's, again, one of the reasons why I have this podcast is, you know, is hearing stories like this. And, you know, those are inspiring stories. Hopefully mm-hmm. somebody who's in college right now is going to listen to this podcast and be like, well, you know, if she can do it, maybe I can do it.
Absolutely.
Because you're saying you didn't, you know, you had no leg ups. Like you went in there, hard work.
Oh, I worked
student
my butt
loans.
Off. Yeah.
And let's talk about the student loan thing, because mm-hmm. I, you know, right before we started this, you were talking about where you live in Orlando
yeah.
and how difficult it is because you are dependent on the student loans mm-hmm. and these side checks, mm-hmm. Which I call side hustles. I think if people should have as many side hustles as they possibly can. I mean, legally. Mm-hmm. so it's sad that I had to stress that, but mm-hmm. I do have people, you know, and I won't shout them out.
No, don't do that. Please, I didn't hear any of this.
Right, but side hustles are good, though, seriously. But what are the struggles you find living in Orlando,
right, yeah.
being a student? Mm-hmm. What are those struggles?
So basically, and actually a news station down in Orlando wanted me to come in, but I was in Atlanta doing my internship, so I couldn't. Orlando was voted number one most expensive city with the highest rising costs in the country. Basically, you can find the cheapest you can find in Orlando, especially the downtown area where my school is, the cheapest you'll find for a one bedroom maybe is like $1,800, $1,900.
Crazy.
Without utilities.
Those are Atlanta, like Midtown, mm-hmm. Buckhead, mm-hmm. Atlanta prices.
Right. Exactly.
Do you think it's because of Disney that's there? Or is it like the economy is just so good?
I think Disney has a lot to do with it. But and Disney is like on the whole is on the east side of Orlando.
Right.
It's like the north, south and west side of Orlando. I can understand those apartments over there.
Right.
Because a lot of the Disney workers live in those apartments, which are nice. But everywhere else, I don't know why North Orlando and Northwest and South are like that.
It's funny because doing this acting thing that I have fallen into, speaking to a lot of people, I'm surprised at how many people have aspirations to work for Disney.
Yeah.
They want to go there and mm-hmm. be a Disney star.
Yeah.
And we're talking about people like my age.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if, you know.
For sure, yeah.
So it's crazy. I mean, that must be a really, really. Mm-hmm.
And there's so many attractions there, too, because it's like Disney World, and then you have Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. You have Ripley's Believe It or Not, the Holy Land Experience. You have all these places. Oh, you have like Splash Mountain,
right,
and all that, and it's like all that's on the east side,
right,
where Disney World is.
But you're ready to come home.
Oh, I can't wait to come back.
Well, we can't wait to have you back.
Thank you. Cannot wait to come back.
So what's on the horizon for you right now? Like what after, you know, let's say you get done with law school, what's mm-hmm. what are your hopes of as soon as you grad, your hopes are? I know you said you wanted to come back here. You don't know exactly what type of law you want to mm-hmm. go into, but I think you should open your own practice.
Yeah.
Is it hard to open your own practice, you know, coming out of law school?
From what I've been told, a lot of my classmates have done it and they've been successful, but I feel like they've worked in firms first. And everyone who I've talked to that isn't a lawyer, first of all, shout out to my mentors. My mom is my inspiration, and my mom was actually a first generation college student.
Wow.
She has 10 awesome. Brothers and sisters. My grandma and grandpa had 11 kids. She's the only one to go to college. And she has several degrees, so she's my inspiration. I'm first generation law. I do have a cousin on my grandfather's side who is a lawyer as well, but kind of the ones, my mentor, Mr. Michael Baskin, Ms. Cameron Justice Rivera, Esquire, Charleston, a.k.a. Chuck, like they've all like helped me so much and like giving me pointers and advice, even on like the little things, because
right.
you know, everything is like a tactic. Anything you do, like, should you join this club? Is it going to help you get this job? Should I do this internship or that internship? Should I do it in this city or that city? How is it going to help me? You know, they've all just been there. And so shout out to them. But like they told me, my mentor, Mr. Baskin, has his firm here. He said it's smarter to work for a firm first so you can learn the ropes mm-hmm. instead of just jumping in head first, because you don't know how to operate a firm. And
right.
especially like if you get people working under you and hire other attorneys under you, you need to learn how to do that first. So that's my plan.
And, you know, this podcast is about entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. owning your own business and stuff like that. So that I would assume that owning your own firm is basically owning your own business.
It is.
So you're having to learn
Absolutely.
All the aspects of running a business.
Absolutely.
So you
and then handling clients, too, and their issues, and then handling your own business and your own employees.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll have to listen to this podcast all the time.
Mm-hmm, this is, I sure do.
This is all about entrepreneurship. I hope to have somebody on from every industry
mm-hmm.
and kind of help people in that direction, because I've owned several businesses. So now I'm really focusing on young entrepreneurs like
Good.
Yourself.
Oh, thank you.
And especially trailblazers mm-hmm. like yourself.
Thank you.
And my hope is that, you know, young people will start more businesses, because mm-hmm. small businesses are really the driving force of the economy.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the point here, is with hopefully that the knowledge that people are getting from this podcast and all the guests that I have on from all the different backgrounds, they hear a message in there that may inspire them, or, you know, get them over that hurdle that you guys all and me myself always come to.
Yeah.
And we got to figure out how to get over it.
Right.
And, you know, and there may be a answer within your story as to, now let me ask you,
mm-hmm.
if you're doing background work and they say, Ms. Ramsey, we want you to be a star on one of our shows. Would you throw all this hard work behind and go for the celebrity?
That's so funny because I actually thought about that yesterday. I honestly would just go to my dean and be like, look, can we work something out? Like, I got hired with this person on this show. And can I just take a semester off and come back? And usually I feel like my school is so great. Like, they would work with me. The staff, and that's why I love it. It's literally like a family. We call it family. It's like that. The staff, the dean, everybody kind of goes out of their way to show you so much love and, like, make you feel like family.
Wow.
Like,
I love
even
that.
With bar prep, like, because so basically I plan on taking the Georgia bar after graduation. With bar prep, like, the teachers, like, who help, like, facilitate bar prep for the students taking it, like, they, like, cook them food and bring it in. They have donuts and coffee for them during bar prep and feed them.
Man, that's
fantastic.
Invite
them to their house. Yeah, study, like, with them. And late night sessions, you're not leaving school till, like, 11 and 12 at night. So.
You're making me rethink law school.
And, you know, you can go at any age because I think my oldest classmate is, like, 62.
Wow.
And he used to work for the Pentagon.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man, that's
he's
awesome.
A grandfather. A lot of my classmates, they newlyweds, they're older. I'm actually on the younger side.
Really?
But there are young people there, but I'm one of the youngest ones.
Man, and that's another thing I love to hear. You know, it's that always, you know, it's never too late to chase your dream.
Never.
And I
mean single mothers are there.
Wow.
Single fathers too. They have their kids, and sometimes they kind of have to. I know a couple of my classmates had to send their kids to live with, like, their brother or their sister to just raise them just for these 2 or 3 years until they get through law school.
Wow. Shout out to them, single parents who are working that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I could not do the whole kids thing, but mm-hmm. and still work and do all of this. That's hard.
It's hard.
That's hard.
It's a lot.
Well, man, it's been a good conversation.
Yes.
I am so glad that I had you on. And like I said, I'm so proud of you and your story, because we just hit it off, on Greenleaf. And
we did.
And I hope that I'm going to see you on some future sets.
Yeah, I'm sure that check. Yes. As long as those checks clear, you will see me there. Okay.
So are you going to come back? So you said you have 2 more years of law school.
I do. Two more this year and next year.
So next summer. I want to step back for a second, though. Mm-hmm. That internship you had at the DA's office.
Yes.
Is that pretty coveted?
I'm sorry, is it what?
Is it pretty coveted? Like, is it like a real selective?
Very much so. Very much so.
Wow.
Very picky about who.
So how did you get selected for that?
So basically, I just sent in my resume. And they interview you, and you're selected, and then, you know, you get a badge made, and you come up, and yeah.
So y'all see, that's what kind of personality she has.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
She can go into a room and win them over.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Let's keep that going.
That's what's up. Well, do you want to do any social media shout outs or anything like that so people know where to follow you?
Yeah, guys, I actually have a YouTube channel. I'm hoping that's what I really want to blow up because, you know, that could be like a definitely little source of income on the side. My YouTube is @TooHotAtlanta. I know the name is funny, but that's my name. @2Hot Atlanta. Follow me on Twitter @TooHotAtlanta. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and tweet me. Shout me out.
Yes. Subscribe, y'all, please. Too Hot Atlanta. Don't forget it. The mm-hmm. number 2.
The number.
HOTATLANTA.
Yes.
Just in case.
Yeah.
You know,
I know.
We never want to assume anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank all of my listeners for listening to this podcast. As you know, I always am grateful that you've chosen to listen to it. And I hope that you've learned something and taken away from it. It's all about inspiring others. And if you have a story or you know someone that should be on my show or someone in an industry that you'd like to hear from, I want you to email me at info@thedanielscott.com. That's info@thedanielscott.com. You can also find me on Instagram @thedanielscott7.com. That's the number 7 at the end, the Daniel Scott number 7, and on Twitter, @thedanielscott7. Also on my website, because it's probably where you're listening to this podcast, www.thedanielscott.com. That is a lot to say, you know. I should have that on a tape recorder and just, like, play it at the end so I don't have to keep trying to remember what I said and what I didn't say. But as always, I want you to be inspired and then inspire someone else. I'ma
push it to the limit. This is my life, my life, my life, my life. So I'ma keep grinding, I'ma keep hustling. As long as I'm alive, I'ma keep getting money.